Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 24th, 2024. We're going to talk about the way today. I get these wonderful emails, and I want to thank those of you who take the time to not only listen to my broadcasts, but also take the time to share your thoughts, your questions, and everything that pertains, hopefully, to some kind of clarification of the way. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. I got an email from Robert in San Diego. He talks about how he watches me on Aspire on YouTube, which is fine. And when I was on Channel 6 many years ago, and he wanted to know why we went off the air in San Diego in late 90s. And the reason for it was because Fox had bought Channel 6, XETV, and they removed all of us superfluous people. So that's why, just to answer that question. So here we are. Robert wants to know a lot of different things, and I'm going to do my very best to help him. He said, exactly what is the meaning of the word the way? Why would one seek it, want to know it? Why is it so difficult to understand? And what was the other thing here? Oh, do I need it, he says. All right, let's talk about the way. Lhotse begins his teachings that to explain the Tao would be to diminish it, to tear it apart. So it can't be taught and it can't be sought through the ego, through the typical means of the way a person learns anything. It is not something that functions in the ego like knowledge would function in the ego. When I attain to knowledge, or I should really say obtain knowledge, then I, so to speak, borrow it. Knowledge is borrowed in the way that it isn't mine. It didn't come through me. It was something that I got from someone else and that I have adopted it. But the way is not something you get from someone else, and it can't be borrowed and it can't be taught. It can only be caught. And once you kind of understand that, you understand the means of that, you realize deep inside it is an attainment that you come to through meditation, through living in a different lifestyle other than that of trying to just get what you want, have what you need, and get through this lifetime, which is the way I think a lot of us live our life. We just get through. We're looking for means to maybe lubricate the way we live so we can slide through life, as it were, and come out. I don't know what nihilists believe anymore. I really don't. They don't believe in heaven and hell, which I'm fine with. They don't believe in God, which I'm fine with. I don't know what they really live for. I think it's just what they would say is the moment and as much fun as you can have in the moment. That's my impression, but I could be wrong. Who knows? And maybe you're a nihilist, Robert. I don't know. But the way is a means. It's a discipline. It's a principled way of living, and it has to come when you realize that there is an order and an intelligence to this lifetime that supersedes anything that this humble Greg Penn guy would ever be able to understand or ever be able to realize, because he's too busy in his pedestrian mentality to really comprehend what is going on. You must understand, Robert, you can't comprehend the way. Not in the intellect, not in the mind. No, no. And that's what makes it so unique, because Lhotse explains everything in a manner, in a way that is beyond the perpetuity of my ego and my low mentality, shall we say, mental acuity that I inherited through my genetics, my DNA, like everyone else, my ethnic background, my male-female thing background, whether I was a male or a female, my gender, I'm a male, I think things in a different way, blah, blah, blah. All of that stuff gets in the way of the way. So, do you need it? Do you have to have it? It depends on the lifestyle you want. It all depends on how you want to wind up at the end of the life. How do you really want to wind up? Now, most people don't care about the way they wind up. I talk to people at hospice. I talk to young people. They don't care. They think they'll get it at the end, and que sera, sera, what will be, will be. And that's as far as they go. They don't want to penetrate deeper into the real significance and find the sacredness of their own life. They're not interested in that. They want to have fun. They want notoriety. They want attention. They want people to pay attention to them. They're narcissists deep inside, and that's as far as it will ever go with them. And to think that it could go any further with the majority of us as human beings is ridiculous. The Tao is something precious. Do you need it? There are many things that human beings need that they would never appreciate achieving, attaining to, realizing. One of them is, and a big one, is why they are here. What is it that makes it so important to be here on Earth? This is an extremely important insight. But a lot of people just aren't into that. So the Tao has been, so to speak, put aside. And to me, that's a good thing. It is not for people to slaughter with their ego and their assumptions and presumptions. It's a very beautiful quality of life, a quality of life that most people would never think existed. But it does, and it exists within you, within each and every one of us. But most of us simply do not have the interest in it. We are so obsessed with entertainment and sports and politics and all of that self-righteous ego stuff that we never truly realize the Tao. So, Robert, yes, you may have studied many things in the course of your lifetime. But the Tao is not something you study. The Tao is something you enter into. It's a revelation. It's a reveal. It is the still point in our life, that very beautiful aspect of us that remains a mystery. It is the mystique of the mystical, as I refer to it. And it lives within us, unbeknownst to any part of our ego, our persona, any part of our vanity, our pride, any part of what we think of as normal. And for a person to attain to the Tao, you have to be willing to let go of whatever it is that runs your life, that rules your life. You have to be able to start all over again each and every day. To the average person, the Tao looks dim. To the average person, the Tao looks like going backwards. To the average person, the Tao has no significance. So it is guarded, this precious Tao, by love. A deep love that is more than emotionality. And for most people, this just is too much work for the amount of kickback you get for doing it, and that's why a lot of people just ignore it. They have for centuries, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles here on Earth. Robert, thank you for your questions. Thank you for your comments and your kind words. I deeply appreciate it. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please, all of you, forgive me. Namaste.